Hello, hello. It's Kat Revzon with A Dollop of Positivity. Happy belated Thanksgiving. I'm grateful that you're still following me and listening to my podcast. I'm sorry I haven't been here for a while. I've just been coughing a lot, allergies, probably just overcoming some cold that I had while I was recovering from my night shifts. But I'm back, and I'm going to be talking about a lot of different things. I haven't decided what yet, but I have them all planned in my head. Anyway, this cough that I had, unsure what was causing it, probably allergies, but it's really easy to tickle my throat these days. I could be having some kind of vinaigrette for my salad, and that vinegar will hit some spot in my throat and then cause a coughing fit. Or I could be swallowing, I don't know, just cold water, or I'm not really sure. I could be waking up from my sleep and it's dry. That'll cause a coughing fit. But the funniest thing is I just went to my eye doctor last Tuesday, and he was going over the images of my retina, and he saw this blip in one of my eyes, and he asked me, "Do you lift heavy weights? Or maybe you've been coughing a lot recently?" And I said, "Yeah, both, actually." And he said, "Well, yeah, I could tell, because you have a broken blood vessel here." Like, great. Is it going to heal? And he said, "Yes." But interesting that he picked up on that. So that's a great doctor, huh? Anyway, I'll be getting new glasses. They have these new frames that come with an attachable and detachable, portable, let's say, snap-on polarized lenses that are going to be able to convert the glasses into sunglasses. And I know they've existed. I've seen the ads for frames that can be changed easily by just snapping on a different cover. Anyway, so these are sunglasses that will make my life better. It'll be progressive lenses still, but then I'll have these polarized sunglass frames to add on top. Anyway, I was told that one of my eyes is the same and the other one, actually, the prescription will be a little weaker, which is great. And I could tell because I can use a lower strength contact lens, and then I can actually read without readers, and then the distance portion is better. So anyway, I love my progressives. This past pair were not the best, probably because they drew the line where my pupillary distance, it might not have been placed in the right spot. I don't know what it was, but apparently I can get them redone once. So I'll have to work on that and make sure I speak up. So do speak up if things don't work out for you. Don't suffer like I did. I had to manipulate my glasses up and down just to read or see distance when I'm driving, which is very dangerous. So I know now that I don't have to suffer. Anyway, why is the cost of contact lenses so high? I use Acuvue Daily Oasys Hydralux, and I get the 90 pack, but still, it's crazy. Maybe I'll look for some Cyber Monday deal, but there are so many online contact lens stores that I'm not really sure if I can trust them. So be aware, buyer beware. You do want to see if they're on the Better Business Bureau website or if they've been approved. Also, make sure that even if they have calculated the cheapest price among all the different vendors, the cheapest one most likely will tack on some handling fee or shipping fee or some kind of fee, and it ends up being about the same as the second cheapest one or the third cheapest one. So do your research before you roll that credit card or type in your credit card or do Apple Pay, which makes it so easy to spend money. Anyway, I'm looking forward to December. November, I did move a lot, but I don't know what it is. You've seen those memes, right? Where you work really hard for, say, 6 months and you feel great, you feel lean, you've built muscle, and then you slack off for just a few days because there's no Orange Theory around or gym, or you're just taking a break and just eating maybe a little more than you normally would, and then you go back to the gym. Holy moly. I felt like I hadn't worked out in years. Not that I was out of breath or anything, but just I could feel the flab where I don't want to feel the flab. You know, when you're rowing, you don't want your waistline to be, you know, jiggling. You don't want to be jogging and feeling like you're a bowl of jelly on a conveyor belt. It's just the weirdest thing. I wish that our bodies would cut us a little slack and just let us be sometimes, but now I have to work hard to try to feel good again. I did eat a lot more carbs than I normally eat, and I think that's making me pay for it, but that's okay. I will get back there. Consistency is key. Don't give up. If you've fallen off the wagon, just get back on and you'll get there again. Just don't give up. Don't give in. Just buy a new pair of shoes or something. No, I'm just kidding. I did buy a few more pairs of sneakers, but that's besides the point. Well, actually, the point is, do look at the bottom of your sneakers because they may be a little worn and they may not offer your knees and ankles the support that you need. So if you've noticed that your knees have been hurting a little more after a workout, look into your shoes. You may need a new pair. Make your running shoes into your work shoes and run around in the hospital, but make sure they're not too smoothed out on the bottom because then you'll slip and fall. And that's a whole other issue. I've rambled enough. I hope you all had a really great Thanksgiving, and I look forward to December and seeing how you all wrap your 2023. I know I signed up for the 12 days of fitness at Orange Theory. If you are still considering joining or trying it out, now's a good time. If you have questions, let me know. I'm happy to talk to you until your ear falls off about Orange Theory. You know where to find me. I'm on A Dollop of Positivity's Facebook page. You can find me on Instagram. You can call me, text me. You definitely know how to find me. Till next time, bye now.